Hey guys, this is Kirk Smith. This February 1st through 7th, I will be performing at the Perth Fringe Festival in beautiful downtown Perth. Come see my one-man show entitled Rice Krispies with Ketchup, A Comedian's Guide to Autism. I will be performing downtown at the Elephant in the Wheelbarrow for 7 nights. You can get tickets at fringeworld.co.au. If you live in Perth, I hope to see you there. And enjoy this week's episode of Autastic.
Oh, here we go. Kirk, take 6.
Hey, guys. This is Kirk. Welcome to Autastic, mm-hmm. A Comedian's Guide to Autism, where two comedians get together and talk about autism as it relates to... I have a 17-year-old son who's severely autistic, and my co-host...
Graham Kay.
...has a 30-year-old brother who is autistic.
And, yes.
This isn't science.
No.
This is just two comics just chopping it up. Just
two idiots trying to figure it out.
Guide to Autism.
Yeah.
We should copyright that.
We should.
It's been a good week. You've been on the road a little bit. Huh?
It's been an exhausting week. It's very good to be back.
6 gigs or something? You did a bunch of gigs.
I was gone for 2 weeks. I was in New York. I was in Ontario, Canada, doing colleges. Did a casino in New York.
Ooh, don't brag.
Yeah.
Is it the one in Yonkers?
I'm becoming an adult, yes. Yonkers, casino in Yonkers.
The racetrack. Yeah. I remember that one.
And I think I'm becoming an adult because I just didn't really party too much in New York. I was
just
like,
down to business.
Going home. Good night, everyone.
I got stuff to do in the morning.
Yeah. Also, I'm broke, so...
I'd rather go to the liquor store and get a six-pack.
Yeah. Like an adult.
Like an adult.
Drink at home alone.
And cry.
Yeah, like okay. An adult. No. It was good. It was a good trip. It was a lot of fun. I miss New York a lot. I love L.A., though. Man, it's so nice to, like, land in L.A. if you just came from, like, the Northeast and be like, what?
It's 72.
It's January. It's still weird to me that this is North America. It's weird that this is part of, like, America.
It's a big place.
People can just live here. In like tropical paradise.
You're like, why are people still living in Minnesota?
Why?
You could just move.
I think they're just there because they moved there before the internet and cheap flights.
Before cable.
They didn't know.
There's no Baywatch.
No, there was just like, you'd see a magazine article of a beach and be like, wow, seems far. You didn't really know.
I think it's the old Swedish / Puritan. It doesn't seem like that's healthy. I think somebody has to live up here and hold down the country.
Yeah, well, they kind of are.
How's your car? We should call this podcast Cartastic.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, so if you're new to the podcast, every once in a while we talk about my car.
We have a segment about, it should be called Graham's Jalopy.
Yeah.
It's sorry, that hurt too much. I was too close to home. I apologize.
It's just one thing after another. I got it fixed a little while ago before I went on a road trip, and mechanic was like, look, this should work. You know, the other mechanic wanted to charge me $1,500. He did something else for $300, and he was like, look.
Did it involve duct tape?
It may have. And he's like, this should work. Drive around for 2 weeks. If it doesn't, let me know. But everything else, it looks great to me. And I was like, okay. And 2 weeks to the day, I was driving to the airport in the rain. It like never rains here, and it was like torrential downpours. And my car started to misfire like it had before with the $1,400 potential
valve
problem.
Issue, right? Or injection?
Yeah, a valve issue. I don't know, something. Injection, and then yeah. I am not a car guy. I don't know. I really don't know about much.
Is
anyway,
it, is it the silver part in the front? Is that what's having the problem?
The motor. And I was like, oh, geez. So I like drove it limping to where I park it when I go on road trips and parked it and was like, I'm just going to forget about it for 2 weeks. And just right when I land after my road trip, I'm going to take it to my mechanic. So I went to my road. I came back, drove it straight to the mechanic. It was driving great all the way to the mechanic. I was like, what the heck? It's driving great.
That's great.
And then he goes, my friend's girlfriend was where I park it. Like, I park it at my old house. Okay. And I was like, oh, I was going to buy a cat. She has a Volkswagen. I was like, I was going to buy this model. And she goes, do you have any trouble with it? She goes, well, sometimes in the rain.
Ooh.
And I go, what? Ah, whatever. And so I drive it to my mechanic. It's driving great. And then he's like, well, when's the last time you drove it? I was like, 2 weeks ago. He's like, were you driving in the rain? I was like, yeah.
That's weird.
You may have gone through a big puddle. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, we'll take a look at it. You know, they test it. And they're like, oh, you got some like wires that are showing a bit. So we could replace the wires, you know. Or I was like, I'm just not going to drive it in the rain. He's like, that's what I would do.
Yeah, when's Graham's next show? Whenever it's sunny.
Because
if there's rain, he just cancels.
I'm telling you, it's a California car. I can't drive it in the rain. But he's like...
Southern Cal.
He's like... but then he's like, you need a tire replaced. I'm like, okay. So I go to the tire place across the street, and then the guy... And then they're like, it'll be an hour. So I'm like, okay, well, in this hour, I'm going to take my car to the radio place, because if you don't remember from previous podcasts, I have a radio that drains my battery. Overnight, my car won't start unless I unplug the battery, because I got a crappy Best Buy, did a terrible job, and they hooked up my radio, so it drained it. So I take it to like an actual, like not Best Buy, like car radio people, and they're running all these like tests on it, and they're like, let's get in the trunk. I think it's the subwoofer. I'm like, I go to open the trunk. Now the trunk won't open. I don't know why. It's never happened before. We could not get the trunk open. The trunk is just locked. And he's like, so he's crawling through the back, and he's like, okay, we got to figure out what exactly the fuse is connected to. He's like, do you have a manual? And I was like, yeah, it's in the glove compartment. He's like, can I get at that? I'm like, the glove compartment is locked too. You can't get in the glove compartment. I bought it, and I've never been in the glove compartment.
Yeah, that's right. There's probably a body in there. That's right.
There could be a human head in there. Yeah. I don't know. And it's never been open. And so I'm like, he's like, okay, well, we'll just try this. So we'll disconnect your radio and see overnight. If it still is draining, then it's the subwoofer. We'll take the subwoofer out, and you'll just have a radio without subwoofer. We'll reconnect it, and you'll just have like no bass, I guess. And I was like, all right, I like rock and roll anyway. I don't care. I'm like a hip hop guy.
You're not all about that bass. I get it.
I'm not all about that bass.
No.
So. So I drive back across the street to the tire guy, and I'm like, put on my new tire, and
drive across the street from the one mechanic to the other mechanic.
Three places now.
Oh, bro!
Within a block, and this is all this afternoon, and I get the tire on, and then they're like, oh, do you have the key to the
the front door doesn't open.
The tire?
What's wrong? Graham gets mad. Like, no, I can't get the door open. What are you thinking about? Of course I can't open the door.
So the guy goes, pop the trunk. And I can't pop the trunk. And then he's like, okay. So we do the thing through the back door, and we're looking for like the special key for to unscrew the tire. And he's like, can I get in the glove compartment? Maybe it's there. I'm like, I can't get in the glove compartment. And this is the other mechanic is laughing at me. So now I'm just like driving around this car where now the trunk won't open. The update of my car is this: I can't drive in the rain, my trunk won't open, and I have no radio. Happened today.
Love it.
But it drives great.
When it's not raining.
When it's not raining. It never rains here. It like literally rains
It's been raining once a week.
I'll just steer clear of puddles, bud.
Well, that's it. I think we're done for the podcast for the week. I think that's the week.
Yeah. The best part was is not only did like two mechanics laugh at me because none of my compartments open, but also one mechanic, my first mechanic, was like, I'll get you a deal with the tire guy. I'll call for him. He goes, I'll give you all right. So I got a deal for you. $55 for the tire. I was like, great. He's like, can I have $5 for that? And I was like, all right. I gave him $5. And then I go to the other mechanic. I go to the tire guy. And I go,
I see you coming a mile away.
He goes, can I have $5 for that? I'm like, all right. I go to the tire guy, and I go, okay, so $55. And then he goes, I thought he was just sending someone to pick up a tire. It's going to be $75. So I have to pay $75, plus I paid the guy $5 for no reason. I hate cars.
Oh, we're going to have to send up one of those.
I hate car culture. I hate cars. I miss New York so much. You know how stress-free it is there? How much easier life is in New York than LA?
Do you want me to tell you about the problem with my car?
What?
Oh, I didn't have one. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to buy Japanese. I'm telling you. I tried to tell you. Buy Japanese. All right. Yeah. That's our week in review.
Mm-hmm. We have a week in review with you.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's the car week in review. Then we have like an we're doing an
autism podcast.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we should do that.
What happened this week? Okay, so my son's mom got a tooth infection that spread to her jaw, and she was on two or three antibiotics. They couldn't get the infection under control. Her face like swelled up like the size of a football, American football, and
poor lady.
Yeah, they had to take her into the hospital, and so she called me like.
Luckily, it's free over there.
I told, you know, she moved from Sri Lanka to Sweden 6 months ago, and we talked about this. She's like, if I had stayed, I'd be dead. I'm like, yeah, you would. They killed her mom that way. She had like a simple gallbladder surgery, nicked her intestine, and she died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like, but the surgery was cheap. Yeah, but the lady died. It was like, it's terrible. Anyway,
oh,
so.
Oh, jeez.
Welcome to this podcast, Deathtastic.
Sadtastic.
Sadtastic. So, so she called me. I don't know if we can use any of this. We can edit this. And then she called me and was like, I need you to come over here and watch him so I can be admitted to the hospital. And it was like the next day. And I'm like, I can't. I don't have any money. And I can't, you know, drop everything and fly over to Sweden the next day.
From California.
I have gigs lined up.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump. Yeah, it's not like you're going to like Arizona.
No, I got to make some rent this month. Yeah. So
she's talking like you're, it's like she's in Pasadena or something.
So yeah, so it was like, so she got her cousin to help out a little bit, and they had to give her antibiotics intravenously. We aren't scientists.
And, I think that's just English that anyone who's ever watched an episode of ER knows.
I'm not that bright.
No.
No.
You're bright enough.
And I guess they had to do like a right cocktail of drugs, and they mixed it up, and then like it worked. So she's
dismissed
from the hospital. So the point being, when I was talking about this, is it makes you feel powerless.
First of all, it's great that she's okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's such an understatement.
That's so California.
So dope that your ex-wife isn't dead. The mother of your son isn't dead. Radical.
Right on, man. Right on. I can dig it.
So that's an age difference right there. He went straight to like 70s. Blaxploitation movies. Right on, man. I can dig it.
Can it just be black? Is that exploitation at the end? All right. Yeah, so she's doing better. But there's something about that as a father that I think you often feel, or the mother, as a parent, you often feel helpless.
Completely helpless.
Yeah, these things are out of your control. You can't fix.
It's something that would not be as big an issue. I mean, obviously it would be still an issue, but not be as big an issue if the child was not autistic.
No, you could just stay with a neighbor or something. He's 17.
Yeah.
I went to boarding school at 15.
Go play with your friend. Go stay at your buddy's house.
Listen, mom's going to the house, you know, here.
Go to Sven's house.
Mrs. Johnson will check in on you for dinner, and Sven will give you a ride home. And yeah, so that's not possible. So, yeah, and they're having a problem with noise. The neighbors are complaining about the noise, which they're citing some noise ordinance, which I don't have a hard time believing. He's very loud.
Yeah.
So they got to find a new place.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We talked about this before in a previous episode.
Yep.
This happened to somebody wrote an article about that, and a neighbor was complaining. We thought that was in the news one day. And now it's happening to you. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You never told me about that. We usually talk about stuff off the air before we start.
Sometimes there's so many things going on in my life that aren't positive that I have to pick and choose. I got to be honest, Graham. We talked about...
Sadcast.
Yeah, we talked about three rough things right before, and I'm like, that's probably the limit.
So what's going to happen?
Honestly...
You're going to find a farmhouse in the middle of a field?
What we're trying to do is... She needs her own place. She needs her own place, and she needs where it's... I was thinking what we should do is get a place. She should get a place that's old and needs to be rehabbed. And then every time you destroy something, then you update it. So, like, does that make sense? Instead of like, it's not all.
So he's doing the demo for you.
He's doing the demo for free. And then, so I'm trying to help her come up with a down payment for that. Yeah, we're talking about that. So I'm doing this festival in Australia. So if it goes well, I'm going to use that money to do that. That's what we're hoping. Yeah.
That's great.
I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good. Yeah.
That's a good plan.
I think she needs her own space because he's so loud is the thing. And like, if you have an old place and like it needs a new kitchen or it needs a new bathroom and then he destroys it in a year, then you replace it as you go, you know?
And then he destroys the new stuff though.
Yeah, but it wasn't new to begin with. So it's nothing worse than you have nice stuff and he destroys it and then you feel bad. That's
probably too close to home, but some of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about.
Most people listening know exactly, like, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have a nice couch.
We had a nice couch for a day and a half, and then he pissed on it, and then it wasn't as nice. He peed, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Watch your language, young man.
Wash this mouth out with soap.
So, should we read a letter first?
We have a few letters. We had a lot of letters this week. Let's start here at the bottom. Jackie Rice sent us a nice letter. Happened to stumble upon your podcast. I'm a teacher at a residential school for autism. I wanted to tell you guys you're doing a great job. Just a really nice note. And then we had...
What's a residential school? What does that mean? Is that a special school?
I would imagine some sort of live-in situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like where you take up residence?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. It's got the word resident in there.
Kind of. I'm just guessing, though. I'm not a scientist.
Nope. More linguist.
Bringing awareness. The rest is bringing awareness and being positive in every situation. I love listening to you guys. Keep up the good work. That was very kind of her. Then I got a note from... You know how I am with names. I'm going to show you this name. You help me out the pronunciation.
Kirk is brutal with reading names.
Okay.
He'll be like, Jaime Smith.
And you're like, James Smith? All right, help me out with this. Let's see you do it.
Well, turn the computer screen properly.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not a scientist.
No. Hanu Shinibob.
There you go.
That's a great name.
That's a great name.
That's fun to say.
Yeah.
Shinibob.
Shinibob. It's like, I would pronounce it Shiny Bob. S-H-I-N-I, Shiny Bob. B-O-B. I don't know. Thanks so much.
Is that how you spell shiny?
Well, I mean, that's how she... Okay, whatever.
Okay.
She wrote a really nice note and talked about how it can be lonely. And it was just... Love your podcast. Anyway, she talks about how it can be lonely. And my computer gave me a problem.
Right, it can be lonely out there. And that's sort of... Basically the main reason why we're doing this is, I mean, when Kirk and I found each other, I was trying to think of a better way to say that, and it's all that was, I was like, I guess I'm going to go with found each other, you know?
Welcome to the Love Podcast.
It was, you know, when you guys listening out there, you know what I'm talking about. Like those who have an autistic loved one, family member, is like when you meet somebody else who's going through the same thing and you're like, you get it.
You get what's happening.
No one else gets it. And it does get lonely because you can go a long time without talking to people who know what the heck you're talking about.
She's like, our son is two, got diagnosed 6 months ago. Since then, we've relocated for better care. I've done that. And our commuting to work. Autism could be a lonely word. Nobody gets it. But listen to you guys. Helps me find more joy in the quirks and helps get out of the deep loneliness. I listen to you guys on the way to work and the way back. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I get caught up.
That's really nice. That makes me feel good.
Yeah. Really nice note. Really
Thank
nice
you very
note.
Much.
Very shiny. Hanu Shiny Bob.
Hanu.
Denise.
And you have a lovely name.
You do. And then next letter. Denise Perry. I'm skipping the middle one. That's hard. Love your podcast. I have two great nephews with autism and my daughter.
Let me see what the middle name is.
Okay.
Here.
You try that one.
Which one?
Laferriere. Laferriere.
Laferriere.
Laferriere.
Laferriere.
Two great nephews with autism. My daughter is a certified behavior analyst working exclusively with kids with autism. I am a retired audiologist with a special ed background. And then Denise recommends a book called Neurotribes by Stephen
Not the first time someone has recommended this book.
It's like the third time somebody's recommended this to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that in the news, but we'll get to that in a minute. Can't recommend it enough. And then she talks about, it's just a very nice note. Very nice note. Okay. And then Heather Daugherty, you help me out with this one.
No.
I got Heather. I discovered your podcast recently.
Daugherty.
And I think I've listened to all of them now. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I've been working with people with autism since my first year in college.
You're a great reader.
40.
Just the names. Yeah. You're much better at reading out loud than I am.
I think I just memorized the words, but the names. See, here the thing is, I grew up in South America, so we didn't get any English names.
Right.
So we had like...
You never saw Daugherty.
No. So
Sanchez.
Lopez, Perez, Jimenez, Mendoza, and they're all spelled phonetically. So we're like, I can spell all those names.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Hey. Yeah.
You know what's eye-opening to me when somebody said, first time I heard that, where somebody's like, oh, that's an Irish name. And I'm like, it's what? Like, I knew Latino names and then everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it wasn't Latino, then I assumed it was, you know, gringo, mm-hmm. which could mean Czech, could mean Russian or English mm-hmm. or, yeah. But yeah, somebody told me, oh, I think that's German Jewish. And I'm like, how do you know that?
It explains why people have, people in California have so much trouble with Graham K. It's like,
maybe.
It's like I'm from a different planet completely. I'm like, this the most white name ever. this is the majority.
Like Mary Kay?
This is a name that is very popular in the majority. But like here, the people are like, okay. They think my name is Kay Graham.
Kay Graham, yeah.
Like, I just sound like a...
Well, Graham is a good last name, too.
I sound like an author for a feminist blog.
Well, I like it.
Kay Graham.
I think that would be like a Latina advice column. Kay Graham.
Graham. That's my
grandma
used to say.
¿Qué quiere decir no Graham? Hoy día contestamos tus preguntas.
What?
That was for six people that understand Spanish in this podcast. Anyway, her note was really nice. Privileged to work with autistic kids. Interesting, diverse. And then she mentions, I want to mention this real quick. She said, in an episode you were discussing preparing kids with autism work, you're saying there are not many resources. Every public school should have such a program. And then she refers us to a website that I was going to show you out there, www.pacer.org, which is PACER.org. And then it's got there like a vocational system that you can look up for your area. So I thought we should give that a shout out.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. And it's on our Facebook blog, on our Facebook page. You can see that link. I'll post that link.
And that's on the internet, yes?
On the internet. So that's right.
Oh.
It's on my phone.
Travel to see
it's
his
phone. To my phone. Soon to be in my watch, if mm-hmm. I ever get a watch from Apple. So should we do in the news?
Yes, it's connected.
Okay,
we're so professional. This is cool.
This is less sad.
Sometimes it's.
Let's talk about Nazis.
Yes,
sadcast.
But it's connected to
the neurotribes. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. You're gonna set it up for me.
I was just gonna say the author Steven Silberman. And he also did.
And this is the book that has been recommended to us multiple times by you guys, the listener.
And then Jill from the Northern California Autism Society also recommended that we're going to. That doesn't matter. I can edit that part out.
I hope you don't.
Okay. Fine, I won't.
Let me just leave it.
I'm doing a charity gig up north February 20th.
And so, north where?
Palo Alto.
Mm-hmm. At Northern California.
University. Yes. Sorry. Northern mm-hmm. California.
We're not on AM radio.
That's true. So she's helping organize it. She is the president of the San Francisco Autism Society, I think.
Okay, cool.
So she's one of the, the door is going to, or half the door, I think, is going to five charities, and that's one of them. Anyway, she recommended this book. I've had a bunch of people recommend this book. So it's the book by Steven Silberman. Now, coincidentally, Steven Silberman also wrote an article that was in NPR today, the 20th. About was Dr. Asperger a Nazi? The question still haunts him. So basically, Silberman's book, he talks about two people that pioneers in autism, and one of them kind of blames autism on bad parenting, and then suggests what you do is you take your kids away from the parents, and then you put them in an institution. And that's why when people say, why were there no autistic people in my neighborhood in the 60s and 70s? Yeah, because they used to round them up and like put them all in a facility.
Yeah.
And then there was this other guy, named Hans Asperger, a Viennese from Vienna, Austria, who did a bunch of research. Now, he signed some of his letters, Hail Hitler. So it's unclear that the article is about, was he actually a sympathizer or was he in, controlled Austria at the time that was under the oppression of Hitler and forced to do it?
Yeah, sometimes you have to toe the line. Also, like there's a... I know a lot. I took basically World War II for my university degree, and most people did not know about concentration camps.
At the time.
So within the regime, within the boundaries of the German, the Third Reich, which was the German Empire at the time. So So a guy like him, you're like, okay, this guy's bad. All the Jewish people are going to jail or escaped or whatever, which is really bad. But you assume they're on like some work camp or something like that, or you know, they were telling everyone that these Jewish people were like sent away, you know, and they're in your head, you're like, well, I hope that they're in some. They were told that they're moving. They're just moving them away to some village, like to some enclosed Jewish area, and there were rumors, but no one really knew. So there is a possibility. Like a lot of people, just you had to toe the company line. Basically, you had to be like, if you didn't sign like Heil Hitler, you would get screwed with, and you couldn't do your work. You would. It's like McCarthyism in America in like the 50s. It's like, oh, just leave me alone. Oh, fine, I'll just go with it. You know, so that is a possibility. I don't know if it's a possibility. Right. He could have been a huge piece of crap, horrible human being who deserves to rot in hell forever. Right. That's also a possibility. But there is a very big possibility that that is not the case. And the point of us bringing this up is that a lot of his research, which is very valid and can help people today, whether they're Jewish or black or whomever, people are saying, should we bother using the foundation? He was one of the first major.
Yeah, and his work was basically buried for like 20, 30 years because
it could have helped so many people.
Right, right. That's.
And was buried for this reason that, well, he's a Nazi. Yeah. He's a Nazi.
He's a Nazi, yeah.
Well, it just makes no sense to me because we as a society had no problem using Nazi rocket technology.
Yeah, we used the rocket technology.
We just took all their Nazi brains over and we used that to fly to the moon.
And the atom bomb, too.
Yeah, and the atom bomb. But most of the Nazis that we were living within Germany for the time of the atom bomb. Actually, that's not true because there was a. Yeah. Because they defeated Germany first and then use it for the atom bomb. Yeah. But like, you know, we use Nazi technology till this day. You know, Americans use it. And it is despicable, but...
I would say German technology that was established under the Nazis, but yeah.
Absolutely. Semantics, it was German technology that was commandeered by and taken over by an evil bunch of, you know,
evil
jerks,
people.
Evil people.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't hurt people, innocent autistic people today, because of some horrible thing that happened in the past that may or may not have even been connected in the first place. Some guy was just signing a letter so people would leave him alone a certain way, you know?
The author, Steve, talks about basically, it's unclear. It's so long ago too now that it's like, it's hard to get to the bottom of what happened, you know, because...
It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Because Walter Berkman, who came up with the L-DOPA treatment for Parkinson's disease, he was also a member of the SS. It makes some interesting points about, you know, using the research. So,
And then he's one of the first people to sort of say, Asperger's, to sort of say that these people should not be all institutionalized and that they're actually highly intelligent.
Yeah. He talks about... She has a very interesting...
Which was like, what? the time, you know? It's like, no. He was doing research basically against eugenics, which is what one of Nazi Germany's major things was with the death camps. What they hoped to achieve was killing all the mentally handicapped people as well as the Jewish people and gay people.
And gypsies and everything.
And gypsies and everything. And he was like, Asperger's, we kind of need that. That's
There's a very interesting quote about...
There's a quote that you want to read.
Yeah, he was just so ahead of his time. Like, Asperger noted the prevalence of autistic traits among, quote-unquote, distinguished scientists, and went so far as to say, quote, it seems that for success in science and art, a dash of autism is essential. The necessary ingredient may be... an ability to turn away from the everyday world, from the simply practical, an ability to rethink a subject with originality so as to create a new untrodden way. I mean, he recognizes the fact that this neurodiversity, or the fact that these people think, not these people in a disparaging way, but think in a different way, adds an element of beauty to it, and to art or science, and offers a more rich mosaic of life.
I walked into a audio shop yesterday with my girlfriend. We were looking for wires for this podcast so we could take calls, and the guy at the front desk was on the spectrum, and it was the first thing he did when we walked in. I don't know if he's on the spectrum. I am guessing from my experience, my vast experience, that he was, but I don't know. But we walk in, and the first thing that he does is he goes, "Hi, are you travelers?" We're like, "No, we just moved here, though." And he goes, "Great. I'm going to give you this CD." And he writes down on this CD, and he goes, "You only must listen to it when you're driving." And this is like a little tiny shop with like speakers all over the place and like subwoofers and wires and like... And like two people come in behind us and are waiting to talk to him up to pick up, you know, orders or whatever mm-hmm. they've had made. And he's just like, he's so obsessive about sound. And he was like, "You will hear on the first, you will hear Keith Richards singing at 6 foot. And then you will hear Van Morrison at 5'4". And then he's like naming all of their heights and stuff. He's
oh,
like,
their heights?
Yeah. I was like, "Are you naming their heights?" He's like, "Yes, because you can hear how high they are." And it was recorded all wrong, and I've fixed the recording. And I was like,
"Oh, wow."
And it was a really, he talked about how, you know, he's a Chinese person, and we don't like me as a Chinese person. He has an engineering degree from Berkeley, mm-hmm. a sound engineer, and he's like, "Well, I didn't like that my son put the bass in the back, and I like the bass to be tickling my toes, not in my spine. So I moved the bass up front, and I hung it from the rear view mirror, so it could be right at level. You know, because when I hear Billie Holiday at 5'7", I want to hear her." And it was like, I learned a lot, and I thought a lot about music in a way I had never taken the time to, and he was more perceptive than either of us.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to listen to that CD in the car.
When you travel.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought about if I just walked in and he was like a quote unquote regular person, I wouldn't have learned anything, and I would in 2 hours I'd forget that experience. "Oh, you don't have the wires? Okay, bye." You know? I didn't even ask him about the wires.
You didn't get to it.
I didn't get to it. I got a free CD, though, that he burnt. All right, so that was our topic du jour.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting, I think. Very nice. I like how it all flowed. It all segued really well, you know? I think we're really getting the hang of this. We're a couple of pros.
Welcome to self-congratulatory podcast.
No, it's actually called Autastic.
Autastic.
Yeah, when you can find it on our Facebook page, the Autastic Podcast. You can reach us at Kirk Smith Comedy on Twitter and also at Graham K Comedy on Twitter. And like us or... like our Facebook page, and also share and give a good review on iTunes, as always. I know we ask you every week, but if you haven't done it already, please do. And if you've already done it, thank you so much. Also, we hope to have the latest episodes up on SoundCloud within the next week. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah. We'll be on multiple platforms. So all you Android users out there, you know, can listen to it and stuff. A lot of people hate iTunes. So we're going to accommodate you guys. You know what I mean?
Figure it out.
Yeah, we're getting too big for iTunes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's happening. So once again, everybody, thanks so much for listening. I have been Graham K. And that over there,
Kirk Smith.
That's a lovely Kirk Smith. Thanks very much, everybody. You guys are the greatest. Bye-bye.
Have a good week.